Germany's Mercator Research Institute on Global Commons and Climate Change says, we provide solution-oriented policy portfolios for climate mitigation, for governing the global commons in general, and for enhancing many aspects of human well-being. Internally, we are committed to working an interpersonal culture of diversity, tolerance, and equal opportunity. This is the latest episode of Climate Conversations. Welcome. I'm your host, Robert McLean. Climate Conversations is assembled here in Shepparton, in Northern Victoria, Australia, on the lands of the Yorta Yorta people. Yes, the stolen lands of the Yorta Yorta people, and I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Looking at the Mercator Research Institute website, and the institute is known by the acronym of MCC, it says, in our goals, the climate crisis, which is one of humankind's greatest problems, is part of a complex challenge. It is necessary to avoid the overuse of natural resources that are relevant to the world as a whole, such as the atmosphere, land, and forests. And, the MCC adds, at the same time we must ensure a sufficient supply of social commons, for example, infrastructure of education, health and transport, for example. It continues, both of these require a far-sighted and international view, which governments and other societal actors often lack. As a scientific think tank, MCC helps to close this gap. We explore solutions, advise policymakers, and foster open, deliberative debate across society. Our priority is fair access to natural and social commons, both for today's and future generations. You'll find a link to the MCC website in the show notes. And if you go to that website and click on the research area, you'll find the story, That's How Fast the Carbon Clock is Ticking. The MCC carbon clock shows how much CO2 can be released into the atmosphere to limit global warming to a maximum of 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2 degrees Celsius respectively. With just one click, you can compare the estimates for both temperature targets and see how much time is left in each scenario. The MCC says the carbon clock draws exclusively on information from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it's clear, abundantly clear, that we don't have much time. Deep in the story, you'll find a link to an interview on the Zurich Weekly WAS. The interview is with the Secretary General of MCC, Bridget Knopf, and she explains how the carbon clock illustrates climate change and indicates the urgency of political action. The interview on WAS is in German, but it can be translated, and if you Google translation services, you'll find a website. You take the content of the interview, place it in a translation service, and suddenly it's in English. In answer to a question from WAS about the clock, Bridget Knopf says, it measures the time we still have until the atmosphere is completely filled with CO2. In other words, if we continue as we have been, that's emitting CO2 as in recent years, then according to the CO2 clock, we still have 9 or a good 24 years to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees in the longer term, a term as set as a goal at the climate conference in Paris. That sounds alarming. Now please don't forget to check out the show notes, as that's where you'll find a link to the MCC website and of course the carbon clock. Well, we've reached the end of this episode of today's Climate Conversations. Thanks so much for your company. And until we talk again, I urge you all to take care, stay safe, and please be kind. For everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. And please, if you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with your friends.